Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief.
We're gonna try to keep this one brief today, Larson.
Yeah, that's right.
So let's just hop right into it. If you're watching us on YouTube, let's try to get up to 500 likes. Mellow day Monday, 500 is good enough for me, Larson.
Sure, it's May 4th. May the 4th be with you.
Yay for Star Trek, Larson. What's Yay. In the news?
Oh, what's in the news? I watched 2/3 of Wrath of Khan this weekend. That was pretty cool.
Nice.
Speaking of movies, we got a WWE superstar potentially making the move to the movies.
Ooh.
So following her appearance on last night's season premiere of Billions, did you watch that?
No, I saw her. Somebody on Twitter posted only the clips of her, and that's all I'm interested in.
Yeah. It looks like the man, Becky Lynch, is on the verge of making the leap to Hollywood. Chris Tapley, host of the Netflix podcast, The Call Sheet, reported on Twitter that, quote, Becky Lynch grabbing Hollywood's eye. Psst. She's also in a certain upcoming Marvel movie.
Ooh.
What Marvel movie could this be? What's on the docket?
My guess is Shang-Chi. That's my guess because, right. Let me see here. I don't know what, I'm assuming, let's see here. What is Shang-Chi's powers? Is he like a fighting guy? Let's see here. Okay, here we go. So he's the master of Kung Fu. Mm, so I'm assuming in this there's going to be some sort of fighting happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm we had George St. Pierre in one of the Captain America movies.
Oh.
I'm assuming that she's going to be like some sort of fighter in some sort of fighting situation. Maybe a tournament of some sort.
Gotcha.
If they're smart, they will make her an actual like Marvel character and not just unnamed. Mm-hmm. I think GSP played like an actual Marvel character, but I could be wrong about that. I'm not as well learned on Marvel characters as I should be.
Yeah, I haven't seen all the movies yet.
But they should make her somebody who they could bring back,
exactly.
Possibly. Because she could be big
deal. A success, yes, in this particular movie. Also, I know you watched The Ozark. Kevin L. Johnson of the show Ozark made a bid on Twitter to get Becky on the show, saying, quote, great seeing you on Billions. Can we get you on Ozark? To which Becky responded, send for the man anytime. And then, of course, over the weekend, Becky spoke to TMZ, and they asked if she had gotten any advice, specifically from The Rock, about making the transition from WWE to the movies. And this is what she had to say about that. Transcripts from Fightful. Yeah, actually, The Rock has been very helpful in guiding me and actually put me in contact with who my agent is right now. He's just been very giving. I think they all are because they've all been here. I'm having a hard time reading today. It's the case of the Mondays.
I wish she would read her promos like this.
And they all ready to look after the next generation. John Cena's also being so great to me and so generous with his time and his advice and checks up on me with what I'm doing now. So, yeah, I think everybody wants to see the next generation and move to where they've been, you know?
She gonna be on Picard, the next generation? What the heck?
That'd be cool. They don't have to do that. They are busy men. They don't need to be so generous with their time and their advice and be so caring and nurturing, but they are. I think it's just a testament to, one, the kind of people they are, but also just to the family environment that wrestling creates. So she's getting advice from The Rock, John Cena, about making the transition from wrestling to movies. Apparently, she got her agent thanks to or because of either advice or something from The Rock. In contact. So using his connections to get her a movie agent. So she's totally making the jump to Hollywood. Good for her, because you make a lot more money doing a lot less work. And, you know, hats off to Becky Lynch. I know she worked a long time to get to this position of being number one superstar in all of WWE. And time is right to capitalize on it. Make the jump to Hollywood. Make that money. She's on the cover of Part-Timer magazine over the weekend, too. I don't know if you noticed that.
I did. I saw. I saw that. That was good. Yeah. I don't know how she'd fit on. Ozark is a very dark show. And so I have no doubt that she would do terrific. But it would be one of those. It'd be like when Travolta showed up. This is such a weird reference. When Travolta showed up in that Terrence Malick World War II movie, Thin Red Line.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
How it was like, yeah, solid movie and has a great cast. But then all of a sudden Travolta shows up and like it just feels, it was just stopped everything dead to me.
Yeah,
anyways.
Same thing when Clooney was in it too. Kind of the same thing.
Yeah, that's right. Like Clooney completely killed Gravity for me because I'm like, oh, it's just Clooney.
Yeah, it's like, what, he had an off day from ER, so he flew over to
yeah
to where they were shooting it and decided to get a day in.
It just seems like it'd take me out of the narrative, but whatever, who cares? It's
yeah.
I really, it's that show is such an anxiety attack. It's one of those shows where people make really, really bad decisions, but it's really engrossing and really well done. So yeah. Anyways, this is kind of sad. It does seem like the WWE has been hit by like an injury bug, man.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had Kevin Owens and now Jimmy Uso both injured. So Kevin Owens apparently now dealing with an ankle injury. Wrestling Observer is reporting, quote, the spot it happened is unknown, but apparently it was the Seth versus Kevin Owens at Mania match.
Mania,
think,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
As apparently he never felt a thing during the match, and then the next day his ankle was swollen. He expects to be out a few more weeks. I had a similar situation happen, Larson. My retirement match in basketball.
Yeah.
We were playing. Everything seemed fine, except for, you know, I was gassed the entire time.
Yeah.
And then as soon as we stepped off the court, I started walking to my car. I was like, no. I got in my car and I hit the gas. I was like, my ankle feels weird. And then I got home. I was like, I can't walk on my ankle. It was just fat guy ankle. That was my problem. Anyways, I retired from basketball. Kevin Owens doesn't look like he's going to be retiring, though. He's going to be out for a few more weeks.
Yeah.
He mentioned a couple weeks ago that he suffered an ankle injury to Quebec's RDS, stating that he believed it was either a sprain or a slight fracture, but that x-rays would be necessary to determine the extent of the injury. Also, Jimmy Uso is dealing with an injury. Larson, what's that all about?
Sounds like this one's much more severe and significant. Wrestling Observer is stating, quote, first reported by Ringside News and later confirmed by our own Dave Meltzer, Jimmy Uso will be out 6 to 9 months with a knee injury, believed to be suffered during the triple threat ladder match at last month's WrestleMania. It's unknown what the extent of the injury is outside that the 34-year-old will need surgery. 6 to 9 months surgery on a knee means he tore something.
That's a bummer. Let's just hope that they find something for Jey Uso to do.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be, I can't stand when they do that stuff. Oh, one guy's injured. Let's just do what they need people right now because of all these injuries.
I know. And it's interesting that Meltzer said that the primary reason that Forgotten Sons was called up SmackDown was because of that injury.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
Providing some depth to the SmackDown tag team division.
This is interesting, and I like it. I think it's great. According to WrestlingNews.co, Apollo Crews might be in line for a heel turn. WrestlingNews.co says a source told them they are turning him. He was going to turn on Gable before Vince decided to move him back to Raw. I kind of feel like he did turn on Gable, but in just the most passive aggressive way.
He did. And I think it was a situation where he turned on Gable in the passive aggressive way, but kind of got him face heat.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't think anybody's into the Shorty G gimmick.
So Wrestling News also reports that there's been a push to make MVP a manager of a stable. I was not told that Cruz would be in the stable, but it would make sense if the idea is that MVP wants to show Cruz and other underutilized wrestlers they could be top stars as long as they follow his guidance. Somebody's been watching Going in Raw, man. Well, you're advocated for Cruz, Ricochet, and Cedric Alexander to be in a flashy, kind of mildly arrogant heel stable with MVP. I think that'd be absolutely terrific. I think Two Fly Crew, that's got to be a heel stable name, right?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, maybe. The Two Live Crew, heels or faces? They're heels, right?
I mean, I guess to Republican politicians, certain aspects of mainstream media, yeah.
Suburban moms, they are, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Was it the PMRC?
But then anybody having fun.
Oh, the Tipper Gore, definitely heels.
Anybody having fun is the heel to the freaking
reference.
to Tipper Gore. Tipper Gore with that super heel heat, man.
The PMRC? Yeah, PMRC, Parents Music Resource Center.
Yeah, you got it. So, hey, dude, I like this. You know what it means to me?
Yeah, me too.
Is I like this here. They were going to turn him before Vince decided to move him back to Raw. That means Vince knows who Apollo Crews is. And he's like, hey, we can use this guy if he's thinking about him and he's thinking about what character he wants him to have. That's great, man. That's awesome.
That is good. That is good. And since WWE's been having to do their tapings at Performance Center, he's been stepping up, given the opportunities he's been given, and basically hitting home runs every week he's on TV. So hopefully all the hard work, all the dedication, all the awesome performances he's had the last few weeks will be rewarded with some sort of push, because, you know, he's been at WWE for a number of years, and they've never really given him an opportunity to do much of anything character-wise. Hopefully this is that opportunity. And as we see in the last few weeks, when given opportunity, he does good work. So hopefully that continues.
Seriously, man. Absolutely. We got a Raw on tonight. So we're going to preview said Raw. What's happening first, Larson?
Street Profits versus Viking Raiders.
We love the red light district. Viking Raiders.
I know. Also, Drew McIntyre set to battle.
About to do another one.
I was about to do the diarrhea song. Drew McIntyre set to battle Murphy ahead of Money in the Bank. Who's going to win that one?
Well, Drew, like, how long do you think it's going to go? You think Buddy's going to last longer than Andrade?
Either it's going to be a full match, or right before Drew's about to win, Seth Rollins runs in and starts beating up Drew.
Rey Mysterio really put over Buddy. Some like Twitter or something. I don't know what he did it on. I just saw it. Saw it somewhere in the ether.
Just absorbing information without really realizing where it's coming from.
It's all just, it's osmosis. I just do this with my phone and I absorb it, but I just don't know where it comes from.
But it's all just the headlines and no sourcing.
Last chance gauntlet match this Monday to determine final Raw entrant in men's Money in the Bank ladder match. Hell yeah. I love gauntlet matches. They're great.
Call your winner. Who's winning it?
Doesn't matter because Otis is winning Money in the Bank. Okay, so here's the thing. Is it possible that it's going to be spoiler alert that we're about to talk about?
What, the next little bit here?
Yeah.
That's why I put spoiler alert there. That's why I put it at the end of the show.
Okay, but when you say who's going to win this gauntlet match, could it potentially be what we're about to talk about?
Yeah, of course it could be.
Okay, cool. So, spoiler alert, if you don't want to know what happened or what's going to happen on Raw tonight, stop watching this and then go watch our Dark Side of the Ring review, because it's a very good one talking about the slap heard around the world.
Yes.
But a big name is going to return seemingly from the dead, Larson.
Yeah, seems that way. Post Wrestling is reporting, spoiler alert again, it's your last chance, stop watching this video. AJ Styles is set to return on this Monday's episode. It is expected to be part of the Money in the Bank show that will stream on WWE Network next weekend.
Do you think he's going to be
show?
Go ahead.
He's got no feud right now. So you would assume that he would be a potential contender to at least be in this gauntlet match, potentially win it.
I wonder if they're going to kayfabe his anger over Gallows and Anderson being released. If he's just going to be, it'd be great if he came in and he was just so sloven. Like, he had, like, mustard stains all over, ketchup stains.
That'd be
stains.
Great if he came out and he still, like, literally he just dug himself out from from the Boneyard match. So he's, like,
He's
dirty, you know. He had dirt all matted in his hair.
Yeah. I get back. I was buried 6 feet under. I get back, I go to Too Sweet the Good Brothers, and they're not here anymore. I check their Twitter, and they got released.
Yeah.
Not happy. Not happy.
I'm scared. I'm scared to go to Raw by myself.
So you think AJ is going to win the Gauntlet match and then win the Money in the Bank?
If he's in the match, he shoots to top three, probably top two.
Oh, he shoots to – he probably shoots – he might nudge Otis out of the way on my power rankings.
Yeah, maybe he might shoot to number one on mine too.
Because it kind of meant like he would – he's the – out of all the competitors, he looks the best carrying that briefcase. He makes the most sense carrying that briefcase. He could be a guy that potentially takes a title off Drew, and then they get into a thing over the title to get Drew the title back. That's what the TV is kind of lacking that right now. You need a bit more. I know there's no crowds and stuff, so it's you don't get the effect of like the unpredictability stuff. But man, I mean, the way Drew has been like dealing with people these days, nobody even gets him to the point. He took out Brock Lesnar and then the Big Show 20 minutes later. Nobody's gotten to the point where a cash in is going to work, but or they
build
can do it.
They build it to such an extent, like, you know, months down the line, Drew actually is in a pretty hard fought battle, and it literally is going to take a cash in to get that belt off him. Nothing else will do, you know.
They could maybe do a Drew Brock rematch at SummerSlam that is much more involved. It's much more, you know, hard fought. It actually goes 10 minutes.
Make it like a street fight or something like that.
Something like that. And at the end of that, Drew might retain, but AJ Styles comes in to cash in. Mm-hmm. That would make all the sense in the world. That's it for News Brief on the audio version of the show today, available wherever podcasts can be found. We're going to answer your questions in our mailbag segment. So thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate it. Twitch viewers, stay tuned. We're going to keep on rocking and rolling. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.